Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Charlotte Greenwood Show, brought to you this afternoon and every Sunday afternoon by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. And here is our screen, Charlotte Greenwood. Well, Charlotte's still in the city of Lakeview, where she went to get some newspaper experience for her next movie. She's still a reporter without portfolio on the poster stack, and still hoping to get home to Hollywood. But it looks as if she might be leaving soon, for here at her desk in the corner of the newspaper city room, Charlotte is on a telephone, and we hear her saying,
"Hello? Operator, you cut me off. I was talking to Hollywood. No, not Inglewood, Hollywood. H is in Hetty, O is in Orson, double L is in Leo the Lion, and Y is in Yes Man. Put them all together, they spell mother. No, I wasn't talking to my mother. I was talking to my manager, Roger Humphrey. No, Humphrey. H is in heartless, U unscrupulous, and M is in miserly. Oh, hello, Roger. Have you been listening?
Oh, good.
Look, Roger, as I was saying when we were cut off, I'm leaving for Hollywood in an hour. Yes, I've got my reservation. My bags are at the depot. And I... Hello? Hello, Roger? Hello, operator. This is Charlotte Greenwood. No, Charlotte. C isn't cut off. All right, forget it.
Oh, Charlotte, I want to see you.
Why, Mr. Anderson, how nice to renew our acquaintance.
What do you mean, renew our acquaintance? I've been sitting right over there at the city desk ever since you unfortunately started here.
I know, but from the looks I've been getting, I thought that you wanted us to be strangers.
Well, do you blame me after what you did? You turned in a story to me, 9 solid pages, about the sensational, marvelous, world-shaking birth of a set of octopus. 8 of them. I start to read it. I stop the presses. I yell for the staff. I run to the photographers. I flash the AP to stand by for a big scoop. And then I get down to the bottom of your story. And what do I find out the octopus are?
I know, Cocker Spaniels.
Well, of course you know. You wrote the story. Cocker Spaniel. Why do things like that happen to me?
It didn't. It happened to a dog.
Yes, and what's happened to me since you started here shouldn't happen to a dog. You've turned this table to a Crosby and a three-ring circus and a maypole dance. Charlotte, the time has come when one of us has got to go.
That's exactly what I've been thinking. So goodbye, Mr. Anderson.
Oh! You think you can drive me out of my job, do you?
But I'm leaving.
You think just because you're a friend of the publisher, just because you're working for free to get a newspaper background for a movie, you think you're leaving?
Yes, Mr. Anderson, I'm really leaving today.
There is an angel that watches over newspaper men.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
You're leaving.
Can't be true.
But it is. My bags are checked at the station. Look, I've even packed a lunch in case I can't get into the diner.
Well, you're sure? You're sure there's nothing that can happen to spoil things?
Oh, goodness, no. I've wrapped the sandwiches in wax paper.
No, I mean your trip. You've got the reservation.
Oh, yes. Everything's all arranged. The train leaves at 6 o'clock, and that's my phone. Hello? You what? You've had to cancel it?
Oh, no.
No, this can't happen.
Well, naturally, if you can't take me, I'll have to call it off. Goodbye.
Boy, I hope that sometime I can do something dirty to that railroad.
What railroad?
What do you think? The one that just called you.
That was a beauty shop.
Beauty shop. Oh, that's better.
Yes, I had an appointment for a finger wave, but I wouldn't have had time anyway. It's a shame, too. My head is a mess.
Yeah, but a finger wave wouldn't help it.
You know, Charlotte, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't take the time. But I am going to take you down to the station and personally see that you get on that train.
Why, Mr. Anderson, you don't really need to.
Oh, yes, I do need to. Because if I don't, something will happen and you'll stay here.
I am not going to breathe easy till I wave you goodbye.
Oh, good. Then I'll get one after all, won't I?
Get one what?
A finger wave.
Oh, come on, pick up your lunch and let's get going.
That's your trick.
Well, Mr. Anderson, don't push so. I've got to get my bags at the check room first.
Oh, no, Charlotte. Look at the line in front of that check room. You'll miss your train.
But I've got 20 minutes.
No, no, don't take a chance. Get on the train. I'll ship your bags. I'll even carry them out to Hollywood on my back.
What, with your lumbago, I wouldn't even think of it.
Okay, okay. Get in line then, but hurry up, will you? Get ahead of that sailor that's coming.
What, that nice young man with the laundry bags?
Not a laundry bag. It's a sea bag. Come on, quick, get ahead of him, will you?
I certainly will not. You can go ahead of me, young man. I'm not in any hurry.
Not in any hurry.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I am kind of rushed.
Yes, I know. You sailors are busy these days. You know, I was reading in the paper about Admiral Nimitz and it said...
Now, just a minute, Charlotte. Are you sure you got enough food in that box? I mean, is there any chance if you couldn't get in the diner, you might get hungry and come back?
You're so thoughtful, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, well, I'll get you anything you want, anything. Just name it.
Well, I'm not hinting, but you know what they say, sweets to the sweet.
Sweets to the sweet. Uh-huh. I never have thought of that one.
I did.
All right, you stay right there. I'll go buy you some.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's the nicest man.
Well, it's mighty nice of you, too, ma'am, to let me go ahead of you like this. I got to check your sleep bag quick and get over to the bus station.
Oh, you're going on a bus?
Nah, the Navy's shipping me on that 6 o'clock train to Los Angeles, but I'm going to meet my wife at the bus station. She came all the way down from Vermont to see me on account I wrote it that this is where I changed trains.
My goodness, you won't have much time together, just about 15 minutes.
That's a lot for Mary and me. Gosh, I guess we've only seen each other about a day all told since we got married a year ago.
And you're wasting time standing in line.
But I gotta check my sea bag, ma'am. It's too heavy to run over there with.
Oh, well, for heaven's sake, leave it with me. I'll watch it.
Well, I don't know, ma'am.
Oh, don't worry, son. I can't steal it. I can't lift it. My name's Charlotte Greenwood.
Oh, glad to know you. My name's Joe Peters, Mrs. Greenwood.
It isn't Mrs. Greenwood. It's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. Meet you right back here.
I still don't know if I ought to do this. That bag's government property. I might get in trouble.
Well, quiet. If anybody asks me about it, I won't say a word. Now, scoot.
Well, okay, Miss Greenwood. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Now, let me see if I can lift this bag. Oh, it is heavy.
Hey, you. You in the sea bag.
Who, me?
That ain't a blue elephant you got there, is it? Where'd you get that sea bag?
Well, I'm, I can't tell you.
Oh, we won't talk, huh? Do you by any chance belong in that train?
What train?
You know what train. You come with me.
Oh, but I don't want to go with you.
You'll come. See this?
Oh, a star.
Star.
You're a detective.
I'm a detective.
All right, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'll come. But I warn you, you're going to regret this.
And what makes you think I'm going to regret it?
You're going to have to carry that sea bag.
Today, as always, friends and loved ones cherish a thoughtful message of cheer, of congratulations on those special days that are important to them. Their birthdays, their anniversaries, and weddings, of course. But most of us find it so difficult to express ourselves that we just put it off. Then we're sorry. And here's where a greeting card can solve the problem. It takes so little effort to send one, and yet it means so much. You'll find a beautifully designed Hallmark card that says just what you'd like to say, and the way you'd like to say it, for every occasion, for people of every age and temperament. Hallmark cards are on display in America's finest stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charles Hathaway, his orchestra, and the Hallmark Chorus pay a musical tribute to Navy Day.
Anchors away, my boy. We see
happy when sailing, 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 sailing. But when we open this again, we better not put the risk against the sea. Then the bulls and yells, the best you lovers and me. So we heat, 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 till we rock in the cradle of the day.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Volunteered to watch a sailor's sea bag, and then along came a stranger with a star. And right now, she's being firmly ushered into the office of the military police at the railroad station.
All right, cutie pie. Here's the chief petty officer.
You want to see me?
You in charge of the Navy Shore Patrol here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Grogan, railroad detective. I got one of your girls here.
What do you mean, one of my girls?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. You may have a girl in every port, but you want to count me out.
And what gets you an idea I count you in?
Well, chum, I'm a good cook.
Get her out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Chief. Look, there's a carload of wave recruits standing on track 7, right?
Right. They're being shipped an offer.
Right. All them girls are still in civilian clothes, but they got sea bags, right?
Right.
Right. Now, I'm over to the check room, and I catch this dame checking his sea bag. And when I put 2 and 2 together, what do I get?
22.
Right. No. You keep out of this.
Thank you. I'll leave right away.
Just a minute. Sit down, sweetheart.
Sweetheart? Oh.
Sit down, that's orders.
And who are you to give me orders?
Oh, sure, you wouldn't know. You're new.
I'm not so new.
Okay, then. You ought to know better than to do a thing like this.
Yes, but I didn't steal the sea bag.
Who said you stole a sea bag? I'm talking about desertion.
Desertion? That's leaving your husband. But I haven't got a husband.
I ain't surprised. Good work, Grogan. You can go now. No, not you. Grogan.
Right, Chief.
Right.
I'll be over to the check room if you want me.
Now, I'm going to give you a little talking to, baby.
All right, Commodore.
I'm no Commodore.
I'm no baby.
All right, mister. Now, I don't want to be tough with you. I was in the same spot once myself. Just a homesick kid with 18,000 boots.
18,000 boots?
But what did I do?
Start a shoe store?
I learned the ropes, that's what I did. I got the savvy of things, and I liked it swell. Now tell me, what is it you don't understand about the Navy?
Shall I be frank?
Why, certainly.
It's the pants.
Pants?
Yes, why do they make them so tight around the top?
You mean that all this has happened because you think there's room for improvement in sailors' pants?
Room for improvement? There's hardly room for sailors.
Now, look, miss. I know that ain't the real reason. Maybe you ain't found out what a great outfit the waves is.
Oh, I think the waves are wonderful.
Oh, they sure are. They're the greatest thing ever since John Paul Jones. And they're doing a terrific job with this man's name.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, I knew you'd see it my way. And you do want to release a man, don't you?
Release one? I never even caught one.
I mean, you do want to go where you started to go.
Oh, I certainly do.
Good. Let's just say you made a little mistake. I won't even rob you. All I want is your promise that you'll get right on that train.
Oh, of course. That's what I wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah, sure you did. Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you very much, Mr.
My name's Jones, CPOUSN.
My name's Greenwood, IOU, Sunday on the Blue.
Oh, One of those new ratings, huh?
I hope so.
Well, so long. I look for you if I ever drop my hook in Norfolk.
Yeah, well, don't drop your hook in Norfolk, because I'm going to California.
Yeah. You're what? You'll come back here.
Well, what's the matter? Did I forget something?
Oh, yes, of course. My lunch.
Ooh. What do you mean you're going to California? You're going on offer.
Oh, I wish I could tell you where to go.
I've had about enough of this. Look, you get on that train or I'll push your iron.
Iron? For this metal shortage?
And I make sure you go where you're supposed to. Put on that uniform.
My uniform?
It's a uniform and a sea bag, ain't it?
Well, I suppose so.
Put it on.
Now, really, Mr. Jones,
get in that back row. Hurry up.
But you shout just like Mr. Anderson.
Snap into it. Get it on.
Well, all right, but I warn you, I'm going to look funny.
Don't give me that. With that uniform, you look like a real wig.
Mister, you don't know. With my shape, I'm going to look more like the undertow.
Before we see how Charlotte gets out of this predicament, she's going to sing for us. Say, Charlotte, I love that song you're rehearsing this morning.
Well, I'm glad you do, Wendell, because it's a favorite of mine.
And a lot of other people, too. So, friends, it's Charlotte Greenwood singing, How Many Hearts Have You Broken?
Have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? The great big beautiful eyes, the delta's beautiful eyes. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. So how many hearts you have broken with those great, deep, beautiful eyes?
Take this opportunity to say to you that there's always double pleasure in remembering your friends with Hallmark cards. First, there's the pleasure your greeting brings to the one you've remembered. And second, there's your pleasure, your pride in knowing you've chosen the very finest of cards. So when you send a card to that special someone, why not send a really special card by Hallmark? That Hallmark imprint on the back of the card you send is like the word sterling on silver. Yes, it has been the assurance of finest quality for over 30 years. And tells your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now back to our story, the scene, the office of the military police at the railroad station, just as Willie Anderson, Charlotte's city editor, burst breathlessly through the door.
Hey, have you seen a woman?
From time to time. Why?
This is serious. I was putting her on the train. I went to buy her something. When I got back, she was gone.
Go away, friend. I've got troubles of my own.
But I've looked everywhere for her. Her train leaves in 5 minutes, and if I don't find her,
Mr. Anderson, I thought I heard your beautiful bellow.
Well, Charlotte, what were you doing in that back room?
Yeah, what were you doing? I told you to open that safe bag and put on that uniform.
Yes, but I couldn't make up my mind.
Couldn't make up your mind about what?
Whether to put on the uniform or put on the bag.
What is this about a uniform?
Look, didn't I tell you once to go away?
Well, yes, but this woman...
She's away.
Well, naturally, she's away.
Mr. Anderson, tell him there's been a mistake.
Well, yes, if you're putting her in the waves, the Navy's going to hate you.
Will you scram?
And besides, she wants to go to California.
I heard that from her. Now get out.
What's more, I wanted to go to California. She's got to go to California.
Tell him who I am, Mr. Anderson.
Will you stow that talk? She's got to go to Norfolk.
Norfolk?
For the duration.
For the duration? Well.
And 6 months.
And 6 months.
Tell him who I am, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, I wouldn't think of interfering.
Thank you, friend.
After all, I hardly know the woman.
Oh, now look here.
Well, bon voyage, Charlotte. Anchors away my life.
Just a minute. Come back here.
What's the matter?
What are you so happy about? There's something about this I don't get.
Well, you can read all about it in the Post-Dispatch tomorrow.
No, Mr. Anderson, I'm going to scoop you now. I'm going to tell what happened.
I warn you, Captain, don't believe a word of this.
I ain't a captain of pipe down. Now, sister, what happened?
I offered to watch a sailor sea bag.
What sailor?
I don't want to get him into trouble. I can't tell you his name.
Uh-huh. Probably had no name. Probably no sailor.
He's going to catch the 6 o'clock train to the Pacific coast.
What for?
How do I know what for? Maybe he wanted a change of oceans. He was to meet his wife at the bus station. She'd come to spend a few minutes with him between trains. I took care of his sea bag to save him checking it. Now, that's all there is to it. Do you believe me?
Well, I don't know.
Just a second, Admiral. Can I tell you something in strict confidence?
What?
This woman is an actress. She's got an imagination that'll make Edgar Allan Poe hide his head under the bedclothes. Why, she can
just a second. Can I tell you something in strict confidence?
Go on.
I don't like your face.
You know, that's a coincidence I don't particularly care for it either.
And what's more, I believe your story, lady.
Lady? Oh, I've been promoted, too.
Go on, go to California. Go anywhere. You're free.
Oh, you're a wonderful man. Now I know why all the girls fall for sailors.
Well, I figured that anybody that would help a sailor to see his wife...
Oh, good grief, look at the clock. 3 minutes to 6. Charlotte, your train.
Right, Mr. Anderson, you go get the bag.
We haven't got time.
I won't go without my baggage. Now, what do you think I am? Don't you answer that.
All right. Where are your checks for the bag?
I packed them with my lunch.
With your lunch? Never mind, I'll get them without checks. Meet me at the gate. If you miss that train...
You know, there's something about that guy that grates my keel.
Oh, do sailors have keels? I never knew.
Well, it's just a matter of speaking.
Excuse me. Is this the Naval Information Desk?
Sure, miss.
Could you please help me?
Well, what is it, miss?
Well, I'm looking for a sailor.
Well, here's a very nice one.
Well, you see, I was supposed to meet him, and... I feel so dizzy.
That poor kid, she passed out.
Well, here, let me take care of her. My, she's so thin.
What she probably needs is artificial respiration.
Artificial, my poor. What she needs is some real nourishment.
You mean she's hungry?
Look at her. When you get as pale as that, you're not hungry. You're starved. Hand me that box of lunch I brought in here.
Oh, yeah, here you are.
There's a bottle of coffee inside. Open it up.
I sure hope this will bring her around.
Well, it'll help. Hold her head up now. Now, drink some of this. That's the girl.
Thank you.
Don't talk. Coffee beats conversation. Come on now. Bottoms up.
She's got a wedding ring on. I bet she's a sailor's wife.
Yes, if they just wouldn't try to follow their husbands around the country. Good grief, I'll bet. Honey, is your name Peters by any chance?
Oh, yes. Do you know Joe? I tried to find him. My bus was late. I ran out of money, and I thought I'd never find him.
Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. You'll get together sometime soon now.
Hey, I want to report a stolen seat bag. Mary!
Joe, you came.
Gosh, honey, you went at the bus station. I thought, hey, it's almost train time. I gotta go.
No, Joe, don't, please.
But I gotta.
Just a second, Joe. How long are you gonna be on the coast?
I'm gonna be stationed there permanent, ma'am.
And if Mary was there, you could see each other often.
Oh, sure, but how's she gonna get there?
Oh, that's simple, Joe. Here.
Oh, gosh, but that's your ticket.
And there's just a little something extra for food. Now take it.
No, Miss Greenwood, I couldn't.
Don't be a dope, kid. The lady means it.
Yeah, but you wanted to go to California.
Look at that ticket. Can you imagine me in an upper berth?
Hurry up, kid. Pick up your wife and run.
But my seat bag.
I'll carry that. What do you think a CPO is for?
Thanks a million, Miss Greenwood.
Yeah, thanks. I'll pay you back.
Oh, forget it. The look on your face has paid me back already. Here. I hope Mr. Anderson won't be too disappointed.
Hey, are you Charlotte Greenwood?
Oh, it's Mr. Grogan, the detective.
Charlotte, do something!
And Mr. Anderson, I didn't know you two were acquainted.
Tell this foxfoot to get his hand out of my collar.
Well, he does have his hand there, doesn't he? Have you asked him why?
I'll tell you why. He was trying to get your baggage without a check. Shall I run him in?
Why, Mr. Grogan, I wouldn't think of interfering.
No, not that.
After all, I hardly know the man.
No.
Coming back to say a few words in just a minute. May I remind you that it's so very easy to keep in touch with all your friends through sincere and friendly Hallmark greeting cards. It takes so little effort to send them, and yet they mean so much. Just remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
I want to tell all of you how much I enjoy our visits together. And here's something that may be news. To those of you who have someone overseas, there's still time to remember them with Christmas cards. Even though October 15th was the deadline for overseas Christmas packages, it's not too late to say Merry Christmas with a cheery greeting card. I suggest you make your selections this week. It's so easy to do, and it's the next best thing to saying Merry Christmas in person. Add a few words of your own. News of home. News of the family, or a personal something or other that's just between the two of you. You know what I mean. Do this today, will you? And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying, so long, friends, until we meet again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'm just saying.
Wendell Niles speaking. This is the Blue Network.
1230, this is KECA, Los Angeles.